Welcome. This is She, and we're going to be talking about finding balance between the masculine and the feminine. And this is one of my passionate topics that, you know, we have these beautiful fields of energy within us. They are both male and female, and that as a human species, we're actually designed to be in pairs. These pairs have a relationship to each other, almost like coded computer chips. So the beautiful thing is if we can find out how or if we're in balance within our physical being, then we have the opportunity to come in balance with ourself, and then that way we can show up in the center on our daily experiences, which can serve many of us and will also serve everything that we touch, from family, friends, relationships. Now, some of you might have noticed, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of intense tea this week. The sun has been starting to react and release, and so if anyone's been experiencing a lot of heat or anxiety or emotion, anger, a lot of energy in the solar plexus, this would be, we're all experiencing a little bit of masculine overload right now, and that's for several reasons. So we can take this indicator from nature that here we have our sun, and we haven't had any days without sunspots this year yet. Last year we only had two, and our sun's going through this big change, and so it's impacting every single one of us on this planet, whether we're aware of it or not, and we're getting extra radiation and electromagnetic energy sent down to the Earth and to other planets. So this affects us, and this is a simple way for us to look at how we can become imbalanced rather rapidly, whether it's something internal or external. So tonight I want us to talk about how to recognize when we're not in balance within ourselves and where we might have some healing to do within the masculine and the feminine. So right now I just want you, if you can, to sit back and just kind of allow yourself to connect with self and connect with who you are, and think about how nature mirrors this balance between both. We're going to listen to a song called Five Peak Wisdom, and I just want you to close your eyes and allow the music to be there, and then I want you to go from the left hemisphere. Connect with how you are linear in your life, how you're rational, practical. Just connect with that hemisphere. And then I want you to move over to the right hemisphere and connect with how you are creative and expressive, and feel the energy up here in our head. And then I want you to take it down to your sacral region of your body and your solar plexus. I want you to check in while you listen to the music to see how you honor both the masculine and feminine in your sacral region of your body. This would be where your sexual organs are. Do you honor and respect yourself in this region? Do you honor and respect anyone that you might be intimate with? Or do you tend to have an overindulgence in this area? Also, as you check into this area of the body, check in if you have any addictive habits with food, drugs, alcohol, compulsions, shopping, gambling, any of those things. Tune in down there as you're connecting, and then connect up to the solar plexus. This area, is it overactive? Are you full of anxiety, worry, depression? So allow yourself to connect to these two areas. First, the right and left hemisphere, see how they feel, how balanced they are, where you think you reside. Then bring yourself down to your sacral region and the solar plexus and check in to see what's going on in both of those regions. And then when we come back, we'll explain a little bit more. But just relax, ride the wave, and just gently tune in. No judgment. Just allow whatever you feel and see to be.
Thank you. 방지간다시베저를마리메도동해기세
Deep breath and reconnecting in this moment, and just bringing into your awareness what you discovered just by being with self. What did you connect with in the left hemisphere? Do you reside mostly there, the rational side of the body? Do you activate and use the right hemisphere? Notice, and this is a great way just to check in right there in that practical way that maybe one side is needed to counterbalance the other. So as you connect to both the left and the right, and where you tend to reside, one practice that you can bring into your awareness is to think about, if you're mainly, predominantly, let's say you're in a technical trade, or you're very practical, very things have to be on a schedule, or so on and so forth, think about how you can bring in some creative right hemisphere stimulation into your life, art, music, any type of creative expression, and see what happens if you can bring that in on a daily basis. One thing, I studied architecture, and we had to take a bunch of different structures class, and we went over to the engineering department because some of the classes we had to take were over there. And I remember we sat in a lab. And so for the engineers, this class that we have at the lab with, we actually had to draw, which was kind of funny because we were already drawing over there across campus. But anyways, we participated. And what they did, and it was really masterful. So if you are very left brain, is they put up this, they always have these great I don't know, apparatuses hanging, hoses and everything at the front of the room. And then they would have us draw, actually, with the opposite hand we write with, and we couldn't look at the piece of paper. And it was beautiful exercise, a really beautiful exercise to exercise your right hemisphere perception and take you out of that linear thought process. And it was always amazing to see how well everyone drew in that state. So I encourage you to take time to explore creative energy if you're on one side. And then if you're super, super creative, this may sound a little nutty, maybe you want to think about bringing more wisdom into your life. Maybe you want to do a little bit more research or spend some time learning math, doing things that require to use that side of the brain. It might be balancing your checkbook. It might be cooking. It involves math and chemistry, science. So think about that. And also maybe thinking about just engaging in conversations that will stimulate your intellect. So this is a great way to think about how on a daily basis can I stimulate both of my hemispheres, because we really don't want to be just going one way or the other. You might be a musician and really reside, you think, in the right hemisphere, but music is math. So realize that left hemisphere is being stimulated at that time. So think about that on a daily basis, where you reside, just in your mind's eye, and how you can bring some balance in. Now, if we dive down into the lower part of our body and go to the second chakra, which is the sacral region of the body, it's an energy center. This is where our creation energy is. This is where we have a lot of stuff stored on this planet. And then we have our solar plexus, and this is where we get our will and our purpose and our we're basically can actualize and manifest things from here. Now, typically what happens, the solar plexus represents the masculine energy, fire, and the womb represents the feminine energy, water, creation. And our kundalini energy rises up from the base of our spine up through both of these energy centers all the way up the body. And you get this tandem dance of these energy fields, the male and the female. A great way just to check into these locations, because sometimes it's a little hard to connect with the energetic fields if you're not in the practice of it, to see how they're rotating and are they in symbiosis with each other, is to stop and think about these two regions. Now, what these two regions indicate for us is if you're closed off or overactive in your sacral region, meaning that you're constantly, the best way to describe it, if you're constantly looking to be filled up with sexual activity, that's a huge sign immediately. And I'm talking about unhealthy sex drive, where one, you are going off and sleeping with multiple people over and over and over again, and it has to be a daily or a nightly activity, otherwise you feel incomplete, meaning that you're not in relation with the same person, and you're just going out very much like a quote-unquote quintessential rock star, sleeping with a different girl every night of the week, or boy, whatever it might be. If this is happening, or if this is a pattern where you are really seeking sexual energy to feel complete, to feel satisfied, it's a little different than having a healthy sex drive and having consensual and healthy, balanced relationship with another human being. So if you notice, and also you notice that you use that energy to get something for yourself, and it's not about really being aligned with the individual in a flow and respectful of that other individual, there's very much an issue with abandonment there and also some other root issues, fears that are going on. And this is very common. It's not a judgment. This is where everyone enters through the womb. And this is where men especially experience their first really orgasmic experience with their mother, because when they come through, if they come through the birth canal, they're having this euphoric experience. It's It's amazing. And that's why the male is very typically protective of their mother and has a deep bond with her that can't ever be severed. Both children will always be bonded to the mother, but the male-female, it's very unique for the mother and son. So to really pay attention, and if you are not honoring the feminine like you would your mother, then you need to step back and think, gosh, is this is how I would want my mother treated? The woman that gave birth to me, allowed me to come through the birth canal. She was as much participating in the creation and welcoming you into her womb. So think about that and just look at that region and your activity, and is it healthy, and are you rationalizing a lot, and are you really being authentic in all your interactions? And this goes for male and female. Now, if we go from that region and really identify what's going on, I'm going to come back to these regions to discuss a couple other matters. But if you go from there up to the solar plexus, this is where the masculine energy rises and is held. Oftentimes, you might see men, as they get older, the stomach gets distended, and even for women, if this area is in the biological form distended, this means that you're carrying a lot of extra heat there, and there's some things that need to be settled and brought in balance. We're not intended to have extra energy stored there, but what happens if we have worry, anxiety, stress, it all gets bottled up there. And if we're not willing to release it or look at it internally, we're going to be off balance. So these are two quick indicators. One, what's going on? And the other thing is, I talk about overactive sexual energy. If you're also an adult and you have are completely closed off to a level of intimacy, your engagement in that region of the body is merely for something that's not, it's just sex, it's not romantic or lovemaking, is another big indicator that you are off balance in the feminine region of your body. So if talking about any of this is embarrassing to you, you feel shy about it, it's a big indicator that there's an imbalance in the feminine energy within you. And also, if you use your sexual energy to manipulate and to control others and to get what you want because you feel you need it, again, this is a huge indicator that you are manipulating the feminine energy and you're not in balance. This is very predominant in a male-female relationship on this planet right now. There's a lot of dishonor and disrespect within this region of the body, and it's not a judgment. It just is what it is, what we've we painted a picture, we led everyone down a certain road, and now it's a great time to come into balance. So just to notice it. Also, if you've been violated in this region of the body, this will be an indicator immediately that you are not in balance. And depending who the violation was with, what sex of the person it was, male or female, that will help you understand where your imbalance will be. And then, again, checking in at the solar plexus, is it over-aggravated? Are you high anxiety, high stress, worrying, feeling stuck? Those are indicators that, like I said, that masculine energy is off balance. Now, what do we do? The question might be, what do we do when we need to bring ourselves back in balance? Well, the first thing we need to do is, one, identify, wow, I like really don't honor the feminine. I'm always wanting a piece of her, so I must be imbalanced in the feminine region of my body. So if that's the case, then you need to recognize why. You need to identify, what am I missing? What am I afraid of? Is it abandonment? Am I afraid to be left alone because I don't fully realize the feminine energy within me? I don't fully embody it. I don't honor it and respect it. So if you're a person that's going out and taking advantage of the feminine energy in a biological form on this planet, more than likely you don't respect yourself and the feminine energy within you. So what I highly recommend for anyone listening is, if you feel like you have an imbalance and you're not honoring yourself is to spend some time in Mother Nature, to connect with her, lay down on the nature, connect with her beauty, and think for a while how you can honor that energy within you. How would you want your mother treated, that feminine energy? How would you want the earth treated? And how would you want to respect that energy within you? How do you want to embody it? And how do you want to interact with it? Now, if you notice that, you know what, you're not very respectful or trusting, or you have a lot of fear, anxiety, and you have an imbalance in the male energy, then how are you going to bring this into balance? Now, if you're over-aggravated, we don't want to add extra heat. We need to cool. So if you're masculine, your stomach's distended, you carry a lot of anger, heat, all of that stuff, you're going to want to rely on the feminine energy to bring that into balance. And how you would do that is you can do that through water. You can do that through what I like to call washing the dishes. You can do that through creation. Again, not, in the sacral region, we're not just housing sexual activity. That's not what's there. There's this beautiful, beautiful magic. That's the possibility there. But you can take all of that energy and create beautiful magic. So know what exists down there. And if you're over-aggravated, you can take that energy, and rather than go and try to grab a piece of feminine energy from someone else, you can actually take that energy that you're feeling, the extra energy, the extra heat, send it down to the sacral region of the body and think, what could I create in this moment? In addition, you can send that energy into the earth. You can spend some time sitting on the mother, Mother Earth, and releasing all that extra built-up energy in your solar plexus down into the earth. Take the breath, breathing in, and then releasing it down. So right now, I want you to do that. We're going to take a series of breaths. I'm going to turn on a song called Earth Prayer. I want you to imagine in your mind's eye just sitting on the earth and releasing all the extra energy that's stored in your solar plexus, and many people are experiencing a lot of it right now, and welcoming back up the energy of the feminine from the earth into your body to bring balance and harmony between the masculine and feminine energies within you. Take deep breaths. Again, just imagine yourself sitting on the earth and receiving and giving to the mother.
and the thunder, of the east and the sun. In the north, the shining elders, and the south, our mother's womb. To those above and below us, to the seen and unseen, those who have walked before and after, we ask your assistance to live simply. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do. And we thank you for all you help us do.
And just sending gratitude to Mother Earth and all she provides us. So using this exercise to help bring balance between the masculine and the feminine, breathing from the solar plexus if it's overheating into the earth and receiving from the mother. This is a beautiful exercise, especially if you're having trouble honoring the feminine. Remember, if you can't honor the feminine outside of you, that means that you're not honoring the feminine within you. And for potentially any of the listeners, they might say, well, I'm a guy and I don't need to honor the feminine. I'm a guy. Remember, we have two energy fields within us, male and female. And if that's too hard to resonate with, then I would say if you are a male, then think of your mother. We all have a mother. And how would you want her treated? Or a woman that you really adore and that you hold sacred, maybe your daughters, maybe your sister, whoever it might be, or it could be several, how would you want them treated? And so every time that you come into contact with any female energy on this planet, it would be appropriate to hold that being in the same light, the same way you would want your mother held, your daughter held. Every female energy embodiment deserves the same level of respect, just as every male embodiment deserves respect and honor. So notice that and then say, how can I bring some balance? One, connecting with Mother Earth, connecting with the feminine, honoring her, doing this not only in romantic relationship, but with friendships, within family. How can you really adore that energy within you? And you will notice a shift once you start relating to that force within you. If you're predominantly masculine, really masculine, maybe overbearing even so, think, gosh, how can I connect with this piece that's missing? And you'll notice anger soften, you'll realize that compassion and love increases within you, and you'll feel a greater sense of peace. Now, on the flip side of that, if you feel abandoned by the masculine energy, or you feel off balance by the masculine energy, or it's missing, the same thing applies. You need to think about, how can I bring this energy into my life in a healthy way, and how can I embody that energy? So if you're not overheating, spend some time with the sun. And both these things, spending time with earth and the sun, are really important. And we're very much a practice of, and still are, many indigenous communities on this planet. So you can spend time gazing into the sun. You can spend time laying on the earth and allowing the sun to hit your solar plexus, to reacquaint you and rebalance you with the masculine energy within you so that you can be synced up. You don't have to be to one polarity or the other. And then once you tune up to the center point, you'll notice immediately, you'll notice your solar plexus starts activating and it's really like a big alarm. You're like, wow, I'm going too far to the left. Or you'll notice, wow, I'm really, really feeling a lot of emotion and I'm experiencing a lot of different, maybe you're doubting or you're feeling in this sense of fluidity, you're feeling more the feminine side of your body, the right hemisphere. You'll notice immediately, you'll notice that what's happening, or maybe your heart's become really tender and sensitive and emotions are rising. So as soon as you start to realize this, or you're maybe moving too slow, you've become so yin that you're not taking action anymore and you definitely need more heat. So think about that and how you can adjust. So number one, if you need to honor the feminine and bring in more reverence or release some heat and or release some heat, sit on the earth, release the energy into the earth, welcome up her energy to bring in respect and honor within self, and then pay attention to how you honor it outside of you and see how relationships shift. If you don't like your mother very much, or you have a lot of issues with her, that's a big indicator that your feminine energy is not completely aligned, and it's an opportunity for you to really reflect. You know, we chose our parents, you know, we came into their union. So to really understand what your mother was there to teach you and how can you show her the same respect that you would some other woman that you adore. So think about that. If the masculine side is feeling out of balance again, and you feel like you need to bring that into balance, fill yourself up internally with that, not seeking someone else outside of you. Sun gazing is a great way to do this, laying in the sun, bringing the energy. We need vitamin D. We do need to commune with the sun. Take that as your daily practice. Sip up the sun. So magical, and it will respond to you. Now, practically speaking, outside of the environment, another two ways to bring in balance to the masculine and the feminine is if maybe you're so much in yin energy that you're not around masculine, find some male embodiments that's healthy, especially you don't want to go for unhealthy codependent relationships, but find ways to interact with a male embodiment that's balanced and is showing you a healthy way to relate between the male and female. Welcome those energies in, spend time with that energy and observing that energy, observing the balanced male energy you want to interact with, not the one that causes you drama, causes you stress, makes you feel uneasy. But the same applies with female. Think about welcoming in the female energy that is balanced and centered, not extreme, not dramatic, over emotional. Where can you find a representation of the biological embodiment of the female or male that's balanced and will give you the opportunity to interact with them? That can help bring yourself in balance outside of a physical person. And the reason the interaction is good, it's like medicine, but you don't want it to become a dependency. Again, we're not trying to promote dependency here. We're trying to promote being dependent on yourself only, and then deciding how you want to engage with life. It's a really beautiful place to be, and the level of love and respect that you'll have for yourself will completely shift, and then you'll realize you do not want to be in any of these manipulations that exist out there. They're so evident, and you might find yourself in one, or you might trick yourself into being one because you want to move past something, or you've decided, okay, I'm going to go back there, and then you realize, whoa, I don't want to be back there. You know, all of this is a practice, and at any given time, we have experiences that propel us in one direction or the other, and that's just part of the journey called life. So right now, we're going to listen to another song. This is a song night. It's called Falling from the Sun. So I want you to imagine in this moment, because we just connected with the feminine, that you are releasing the masculine, coming into balance with the masculine, and communing with the sun from solar plexus to the sun, and really welcoming in that alignment within self.
If the sky is burning,
find a way to fall. Well, bringing in one honor and respect for the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine is really profound. And we can do that within ourselves, or the embodiment. Our worldview starts to shift. Our actions start to shift. And we realize that within ourselves, we have the capability of really aligning us to what I call our highest self. And when we do that, we are completely balanced. We're in center. And we really think of others before we act. And even though how sometimes these actions might be really tempting, realize that in the long run they're not worth it. I will share over my experiences in this lifetime and others, I've watched and experienced firsthand and participated in the manipulation of the masculine and the feminine. And the result has led us to now and to a lot of confusion as to how we're to relate to ourselves and others. So these simple practices that we go through really have a big impact on us if we can think about it and bring presence to every moment and realize when we're getting really fiery and is it time to cool off a little bit, or if we're not being respectful to one gender or the other, that we're realizing that that's something missing inside of us. And what that does is that keeps us from actually truly loving ourselves. Maybe we have glimpses of loving ourselves, but if we can't seem to honor one or the other or both within our physical being, we're not yet to self-love, because we would never, ever harm one energy field or another or anything outside of us that represents that. So it's not just, let's say, if you don't honor the sacred masculine, that you're just going out and harming, you know, masculine embodiments. It means that there's a lot of representation in your life that you might show disregard to things that are associated with the masculine. So the practice for this week, I would recommend, and we're going to go a little bit deeper into the subject next week about bringing in balance in regard to healing, healing our wounds. It's really easy to carry betrayal. It's really easy to carry abandonment issues in the male and female and not even know it. And our actions speak volumes. I have very, you know, dear friends that I've observed, and I've observed it in myself, where we overcompensate in one area or the other. So next week we'll go into a little bit more about healing, especially these lower energy centers of our body. But this week, if you can bring in the practice to, one, notice where you might be overcompensating. Are you a little bit more left, or a little bit more right, or you're right in the center? So notice that. Bring in stimulus to your left or right hemisphere, whichever is feeling like it's not being stimulated enough on a daily basis. And this will be difficult for both parties. Someone that's completely in the right hemisphere, it's going to feel awkward hanging out in your left hemisphere, vice versa. But try it. Go back and forth. See if on a daily basis you can exercise both those hemispheres, breathing back and forth. Then as we bring our mindfulness down to our energy centers, notice how you relate to these energy centers. Connect with the earth to bring in an understanding and release from the solar plexus, but also to welcome in the feminine energy and a new relationship of how to honor that energy within self. And the same with the solar plexus, connect with the sun. If you're feeling that you're needing extra energy from the masculine energy, connect with the sun. If you have too much, send it to the earth. Water is the next element that's really beautiful to bring harmony and balance to both systems. If you need to feel like you'd like to go back to that womb energy, do a bunch of dishes. I recommend this to a lot of my clients, to spend some time in a warm sink with your hands in there. That warmth, one, reminds you of the womb. It reminds you of your mother. And your hands are the gateway to your heart. And so when you put them in that warm water, you're just reactivating your hands and you're nourishing your heart and bringing balance to both the masculine and the feminine because you have both hands in the water. And so those are your practices for this week about the masculine and feminine, and also bringing in just an awareness. So next week when we go a little bit deeper and into some healing aspects, you'll have awareness kind of where you reside. More than likely, you will notice that you're to one side or the other and that it's hard to stay in the center. Also notice, hey, I'm pretty centered, but notice when you go off center where you get pulled. This past week, we've had some interesting things happening with the sun, and I was just looking, because I go to spaceweather.com a lot, that we have dangerous space rocks flying around. When we have a lot of debris in our solar system within, between the sun and the earth, it impacts us. We are related to this planet. We are actually very connected. So notice that too. If all of a sudden you're really pulled one way or the other, that we can check in and see what's happening outside of our microcosm and see what's happening on a global level, and then out in space, what's going on out there. And our sun that sustains our light force is really going through some intense changes right now. So honor that, and honor that we are all going to be impacted. And with that being said, if you notice this week you're a little bit more fiery, you're having anxiety, please pay attention if you're on any medications, depression, anxiety, heart medication. Please monitor the sun, especially over this next couple years. Pay attention, because you will want to bring those pharmacologies into balance, or potentially find ways to keep yourself in balance through foods or other means if the pharmacology is really impacting you. So until next time, this is She that's really thankful for you being here and taking a moment to be with self, to connect with who you are, and just reflect on some of these concepts and practices and see how it feels, see where you go from there. We're going to sign out with a song called Kali Moon, and just enjoy it. Sit back, relax, allow yourself to really tune in to where you need to nourish yourself. Is it in the feminine? Is it in the masculine? Are you confused? Send me an email, SuzanneToro@gmail.com. The email server should be working next week, but for now, SuzanneToro, SuzanneToro @gmail.com. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
Ya Rabbi Maderni Bisirre Urrobe. Ligueyal Serigne Touba.